You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Kay Road Chronicles is a publication for, by and about the people on the streets of Karangahape Road. It's a small community publication. You might have seen the founder, Six, over the years handing out copies at St. Kevin's Arcade, or maybe you've seen the web series online. It's a really good web series. If you haven't, check it out. It's in collaboration with Stuff. But Kay Road Chronicles now have a permanent space on Karangahape Road, not just printing out of the back of Chloe Swarbrick's office. The permanent residence is at the back of the Lim Chow food court opposite St. Kevin's Arcade, which is really cool. And they're still furnishing the space at the moment and could do with some more bits and bobs, things like paint, a mini fridge, cleaning products, desk or chairs. So, you know, if you want to help out with that, get in touch. But they have big plans ahead, and homeless voices aren't often heard and their stories aren't often told, but it's important to tell these stories if we're ever going to give these people the support that they need. So I spoke with Six about the publication, their next moves, and I started off by asking what it means for the publication to have that space.
It's a really big step up for the Chronicle. Base of operations means I can focus on the production of the paper, the subscription database, and going forward, I really want to see if we can launch a Queen Street edition, because it's been so well received on Karangahape Road that I think if we can... It's about creating a model for sustainability, so it offers the street community a voice, but it also offers them an option to begging. But before we can put a blanket ban or discourage people from begging, we have to provide viable alternatives. So a lot of these people we're talking about have got mental health issues, addiction issues, social behavioural issues, but that shouldn't eliminate them from contributing to society. Now, I think when you live in a society, there's an obligation to contribute to that society. And in the event that you can't, society will look after you. But what we've got is we've got a whole population of people, I don't want to say have opted out, but have been denied an opportunity to contribute. So I think what we see when we see people on the street begging for change, they're actually showing some level of initiative to get out there and do something. So we need to discourage people from giving people the cash on the street, because that's just enabling bad behaviour. Or I can't even say bad behaviour, antisocial behaviour.
Do you reckon you could give us a little bit of a background and tell me the journey of the Kay Road Chronicle?
Well, I was homeless myself for about 6 years, and I went through, I lost everything. I had a house, you know, I had all the trappings of success, but I was really miserable. And I just woke up one day and I thought, you know, the world's shit. The world is actually designed to lock us into this self-imposed poverty through debt, through, commitments that to products and companies that we can't stand. You know, it's like, my life's great, but then I walk down the street and I see a 60-foot TV, flat-screen curved TV. suddenly my life sucks because I don't have this huge TV. So I go out and put myself into debt for this huge TV or whatever consumer product it is, and then I'm locked into going to a job that I can't stand for an employer I can't stand, but I'm locked into that because of debt. So debt enslaves us. So we need to educate people around financial literacy. Mm. And a lot of people just don't have that. You know, we're lumbering kids with massive debts for education and industries that have no jobs for them. You take your own industry, broadcasting. Now, the broadcasting schools are churning out hundreds of graduates every year for jobs that just aren't there. I bought the dream. I bought the dream, go to university, study, get your qualifications, and you'll get a good job at the end of it. Well, there was no good job at the end of it. I lived in backpacker hostels, and I was ready to move pretty much anywhere in the country. The problem with journalism in this country, and I don't know, maybe around the world, is that there's so few employers. And I was told point blank, basically, I didn't fit the mould.
So now you're doing your own form of journalism with the K Road Chronicle, telling the stories of our street whānau up on Karangahape Road. Why can't the mainstream media channels tell these stories like the Chronicle does?
Mainstream media aren't interested in public interest journalism. When I did my postgraduate, I got really interested in how do we fund public interest journalism? Corporate media has corporate interests. So you'll see articles about how wonderful the new Microsoft operating system is, yet you won't see a journalistic comparison between, say, Apple or Linux operating systems, because there's no money in that. You've got, I think for every one working journalist, you've got four PR professionals writing. So when you really break down your daily newspaper, It's been a breakdown over the last 20 years. 90% of your paper is written by PR professionals. I think the success of the Chronicle is due to good fundamental journalistic principles. It's not groundbreaking, investigative, going to put people in jail, going to change the world. It's telling the stories of our people and stories that are relevant and meaningful to them. Like, we've done stories on sex workers, we've done stories on drug dealers, we've done stories on shopkeepers, because a newspaper is about creating a conversation, and basically it doesn't lead the conversation, but it puts it out there, and people talk about it, and people come up to me and they love it, because it's the people they see on the street. It's the people they can relate to. So I think what happens is we walk down the street and there's somebody there asking for change or in need, and we're like, maybe I want to give that person a bit of a hand. But then 20 feet down the road, there's another one, and then another one, and another one, and it becomes so overwhelming that we just wind up filtering them out, because we can't deal with it. We either filter them out, or we say, well, it's their fault they're on the street. But it's not. Mm. There's no reason for people to be homeless in this country. But what we've found since the COVID lockdown, when everyone was put into emergency accommodation, it's not just about providing a roof and walls. It's about building strong communities. And I think particularly with our brown cousins on the street, they particularly need a strong community, because that's what we've stripped them of through colonisation.
And that's what we can learn from them.
Yeah, and we need to go, hey, maybe we need a more Mariah style. Like, the new development by Auckland City Mission is really exciting. That's going to be a new model for how we deal with... a lot of these people are traumatised. Intergenerational trauma.
Yeah, so now you have a permanent space. You talked about a subscription model. You talked about maybe a Queen Street Chronicle.
Yeah.
What else are you working on?
The ability to have a base of operations means I can move away from doing the distribution side of it myself, get more of our street whānau on board distributing the paper and making extra money like that. And hopefully, once we get a few on board, then the others will come on board. And I'm not ashamed to say it's very much based on the big issue model that they do overseas, but it's a number eight wire approach. I mean, I started with nothing, and I've pretty much got all of that left. But having a base of operations means the guys will be able to come in the morning, they can grab a bundle of papers. Going forward, we are really probably next year we'll start producing the paper fortnightly instead of monthly. And the other projects that I'm doing, we've got lockers organised for our street whānau. They're going to be basically wheelie bins that they can lock up. And we're doing a decentralised model where retailers or landlords can pair up with one or two homeless people. So So we don't create a congregation point, but they can have their wheelie bin secure, undercover. They know that their stuff is safe, which enables them to move around, enables them to maybe go to college or a course or the doctors or, yeah, because when you're homeless, that's the reason a lot of them hang out on the street, is because you've got to carry everything you need or have with you, because otherwise you'll lose it. So, of course you're going to park up somewhere and just, you know, sit. A big driver of addiction and alcohol abuse is boredom.
Hey, Six, thank you so much for talking to me today. Really, your mahi is really incredible, and make sure you keep us in the loop.
Yeah, well, and if people do want to subscribe, it's a Koha model, or Koha,
Koha model.
So by the end of today, you should be able to go to kroadchronicle.com, click the Patreon link and set up a payment that works for you. Could be as little as $5, and we'll post you out a copy of the paper every time it comes out. And this month, or as long as I've got supplies, we'll send you a complete set of all 22 issues of the Chronicle.
Oh, sick. And that's from the end of today. People can go on that website, hopefully.
Yeah, it's just it's cash flow, so I just got to go and upgrade my WordPress to a business plan, and we should be all tickety boo. If it's not today, keep trying, because you know, people do want to make a difference, and supporting the Chronicle and other, even buskers or any initiative on the street, is good. Support, you know, giving the guys begging money or food is not actually helpful.
That was Six, founder and editor of K Road Chronicles.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.